You see, in TypePad, you have a thing called a list, okay? And so when you create a list, and that happens to be one of the holes in our structured blogging thing. So 6 Apart will be bringing us their Atom namespaces, and we'll say, okay, here's a list of movies, here's a list of my favorite music, here's a list of people, okay? And there's also what David Galbraith is doing with wish lists. He calls them WISTs, okay, W-I-S-T, and that will be an example of how structured blogging can organically evolve. Because, in fact, it's more like that there are just big blanks. There are holes in the scenario. Because no one has ever attempted to standardize lists. Technically, OPML is not typed. It is just generic nodes. There is no typing. And believe me, I'm into it because we will be extending OPML to do structured blogging. But OPML in its current form is not, okay? Because things have to be typed. I have to know that it's a list of my wish list. I have to know that it's a list of my lists, my links, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mark.
But wait, hold on, 1 second. One other thing. There then is the notion of new compelling experiences. Because as we know, it's not just a matter of taking what we can do already and making it a little better. That's what reviews and events are. Okay, I believe that there is a step up, a next notch of functionality that will enable people to do things that they couldn't do before. And that is namely in the area of media blogging and in, let's call it, people or group blogging. Okay, so as you know, the world of podcasting launched without any metadata. And then along came Yahoo. And they said, well, maybe we should have some metadata like this. And they were attempting to solve a bunch of DRM issues. And then our very good friends at Apple came along with their own variant on podcasting RSS extensions. And there you have it, the typical sequence that happens in our industry, which is companies going off on their own with nobody adhering, and all of them hoping that the industry will adhere to their standard. Up comes the compatibility box approach, right? So we have now, right now, in structured blogging, support for both media RSS and Apple's iTunes stuff, or that's going in today or something, whatever. But the point is that there's a compelling example where I can now interchange my podcasts, and then all my podcasts will stay in sync, right? I'm trying to put this relevant to you guys, right? So you attached onto your podcast with some Adam Curry tool, you know, Mark Cantor and Joe Rieger, this date, this podcast was about this topic, we got a rating of this, here's the URLs that were discussed in this podcast, blah, 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 blah. But, and you do that all, you know, and Adam Curry is sucking up to Steve Jobs, so that's all in the Apple RSS extensions, right? Well, that only works with Apple extension compatible software. Well, along comes Yahoo, and their search engine is indexing this stuff. And, you know, I mean, this is, we're trying to make a better world here, guys, right? So there's a compelling example of what structured blogging can do that helps the uptake, that moves the world forward.
Okay, Mark, you mentioned a few moments ago about the idea of lists and how that's, you're kind of still grappling with the idea of how lists are going to be handled in structured blogging. That's always, lists and kind of the ability to subscribe has always been one of my biggest concerns with things like microformats and structured blogging. If I want to subscribe to all the runs that Joe Rieger has done, I shouldn't have to go through a third-party service or do some sort of indexing of his site on my own. I should be able to just find a subscription point, like a URL adjustable file, for example,
right,
that I can just get and hold and read it at my leisure.
Right. And what aggregator do you use?
I use an aggregator called Shrook.
Okay. All right. Well, Bloglines, Rojo, and NewsGator all supported this format, this notion. Okay. So let's say you've got the latest version of NetNewsWire, and in NetNewsWire, maybe it's a logo, and I haven't the slightest idea how this will evolve. But let's just make up one. Okay. That there's a logo in NetNewsWire, and it says this is structured blogging 1.2 compliant. Or something, right? And what that means is that as of version 1.2, all the fucking items that were in this hopper, NetNewsWire will support. Right, that's all. Because, poor Brent Simmons has to sit there, and for every new format that comes out, he's got to go build the compatibility into his aggregator, right? And he'll be doing that the rest of his life. And as long as he does that, and he keeps his aggregator up to speed, then all you got to do is go to Joe Rieger's site. As long as Joe Rieger is outputting something that's within the realm of structured blogging 1.2, you'll subscribe to that. And then your latest version of Net Newswire, which just happens to be structured blogging 1.2 compliant, will be able to read it and present it to you in the way that that aggregator vendor wants to. Now, understand that each aggregator vendor may grok what a list, a review, or event is, and format it differently and give you a different kind of tool to whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So dive into the use case a little more. When I visit JoeRieger.com with NetNewsWire, what does it find? Does it find a file or a link tag within the header tag, or just above file formats in the page?
All of the above. There's no reason why Joe Rieger has to be limited to one.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that you, the person who comes to the page, wants a page tag or a file format. Maybe all you want is a subscription feed. See what I'm saying? That's the notion of compatibility box. You may want to, you're working on your term paper for school, and you're trying to compile this data, right? Well, dudes, I need it in OPML format. I need it as a file so I can go copy and paste it into my term paper, you know, whatever the fuck, right? So you may want it in a file form, you know? So
aren't you putting quite an onus on the tool developers here? I mean, you're saying, okay,
I'm saying this onus is there. Dude, I'm saying that onus is there already. Any tool vendor, if we had it Paul Kedrovsky's way, all tool vendors would stand still and do nothing. Do you understand the way software works? You go into work on Monday morning, and you have a list of features that you're working on moving forward. You don't stand still. This is the next era of blogging. Okay? Now, you can stand still and not support something new. You could go over and start doing VoIP software or digital lifestyle aggregation or do bean counting software, as far as I'm concerned. But if you're in the realm of blogging tools, aggregator, this is the shit you're worrying about. You're waking up in the middle of the night sweating. How am I going to take care of keeping all these things in sync? I've got a map from this to the other. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So what we're contributing to the world is a micro-content description language. So if you wanted to keep an abstract notion of the schema in your code, you could. Or we'll do it on our side of the fence. And we will act as an industry clearinghouse to get those standards into the compatibility hopper. That's all. Structure Blogging will be a nonprofit. Yeah. This is not a commercial thing. This is open source infrastructure. This is so that everyone can benefit. To keep that as thin and flat as possible, because I don't want to tread on Joe's toes or 100 others who want to come in and do this registry stuff or solve this problem or whatever. But the longer the problems exist, the more the infrastructure has to solve it, right? Because it all becomes a commodity, right? And so as the infrastructure takes longer and longer to evolve, each independent software guy comes in, he makes a choice between what if his code is proprietary, how much of it is open source, how much of it is commodity, and how much of it is closed, right? I mean, and that's each software vendor makes that decision as they fit into the puzzle. Like I said, I've been watching this for 25 years. So it's a different approach to standards building. It's not about having people show up at meetings. That's what happened to Adam. And it took years for Adam to evolve. And that's not what we're talking about here. And then all we're doing is being a clearinghouse for the standards. That's a lot easier to do than to actually create the standard. And Joe Rieger, it's coincidental that you happen to have him on the show today, he happens to have a product that allows end users to make schemas. So it's completely out of control at that point, right? So now, as far as my former company, the history is that I left in 1992. Hmm. Between 92 and 97, I attempted to do integrated applied research, really keep pushing the envelope. I was involved with a company called Kaleida Labs, which took the notion of multimedia system software and took it to the next stage. And that was because Macromedia had abandoned all work on multimedia system software. As soon as they saw that Kaleida Labs was doing work in multimedia system software, all of a sudden Shockwave was born, and the whole player strategy was reborn. We had invented that notion of a multimedia player back in the 80s, and the people who took over Macromedia completely canceled that policy and abandoned that strategy. But as soon as Kaleida Labs got back into the game, all of a sudden Macromedia is building multimedia system software again. So hey, that's great. Welcome back to my world. So then, I'll make a long story short. Macromedia promoted Flash as a way to lock in your data so that you can have stuff there that would never be ever be able to be gotten to. And that's how they promote Flash. You can't put a right click, you know, hold your mouse down and click on the right button and copy a Flash object and paste it into a blog post. They're not interested in participating in the blogosphere, and their content is locked in. Google can't come along and spider Flash content. So Flash, in a lot of ways, is not part of the blogosphere, and certainly not even part of the web. Now, let's couple that with a company called Adobe. And their current way that they promote PDF is a way to put content in so it can be locked up and secure, so no one could ever get to it.
Mm.
Now, doesn't this seem like the perfect two dinosaurs to mate, right? That both these people have no fucking clue about the blogosphere and about the future. And so God bless them that may they mate and go find a tar pit and go get, you know, all immense in this gooey, sticky thing and just go away and die, right? That's my opinion of both those companies.
I've actually been chatting with Joe a little bit, text chatting. And we were talking about the idea of supporting multiple formats, and on that idea, Joe made a comment that I wanted to add to the podcast, and that's that at Rieger.com, they're now including OPML feeds for each blog, and in those OPML feeds, they're actually listing the micro formats, the log types, as they're called there, that are in use.
You know, so Greg Yardley's sitting there now, and you've inflamed his paranoia. And as far as he's concerned, this is all a conspiracy to help plug Joe Rieger, right? Right? So say, hey, Greg, in case you're listening, it's not true, okay? You know, we just happen to be using Joe Rieger as the everyman, the every developer guy, the average developer guy. I mean, the guy, like, attaches probes to his body and collects data as he rides his bicycle. I mean, how geeky can you get, right? So that's Joe. But we're hoping that, you know, the aggregator vendors and the blog tool vendors and even the publishers all embrace the notion of structured content as we move forward. I just want to point out from a citizen journalism, you know, the transparency of the blog point of view. Did you notice how he only asked me negative questions? And none of the positive remarks in the blogosphere were brought up.
We have to censor Mark a little bit. I've met Mark once, and I knew that might be an issue.